You can curse as much as you want.
right, you little shithead, let's
Hello,
do it.
and welcome to episode 82 of Roll the Credits. We have a very special episode today. And as I'm sure most of you have noticed, this is Tina or Natalie, whatever the fuck you want to call me. I don't care. And Calpin is not with us today. And instead, I have brought my friend on, who was kind enough to agree to do this. So welcome, Justin. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you very much. Happy to be here. Truly an honor.
Excellent, excellent. We're thrilled to have you. Tell us about yourself. Like, what do you want the people to know about you? Just give me like your elevator pitch. Like, this is an interview and I'm interviewing you for a new job. So give me your elevator pitch. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Just, you know, just the elevator pitch. Of whatever you want.
I like to
have
spend
to be professional.
I like to spend a lot of my time naked. I was naked just before this, and I think that's definitely something that you should know about me if you're considering hiring me, especially in person or maybe even on Zoom if you're into that. I've really been fascinated with OnlyFans lately, despite never actually like jumping onto it or actually seeing the software or what it looks like, or like even starting my own account. But like, I think I have something there, and I might look for another source of income. So, also looking for sugar mothers.
All right, perfect.
It's my elevator pitch.
I love it. I love it.
Can I hear yours?
I mean, I don't even know what I said on the first episode of this podcast. Whatever I said, I certainly was probably like whispering and like very nervous to even say. I'm sure my voice also sounded very shaky, because that was the first time I ever did it. I don't even know what my elevator pitch is. I'm Nat. I'm Natalie. Tina. Whatever. Calpin calls me Tina. Did I ever tell you that story about that name?
I don't, it was brushed on, and then I had mentioned it to someone that I was going to be on this podcast, and I said that someone's calling you Tina for some reason, and I couldn't regurgitate the story, so if you got it for us, I'm ready.
I got it for you. So freshman year of college is when I met Calpin, and he was a few doors down from me, and everyone started calling me Tina because they all thought that I looked and sounded like Tina Fey. And let me give you, so I used to have glasses that like Tina Fey had, a sense, and like when you look at the picture of me next to Tina Fey, like you see it for sure. I don't think it's as obvious anymore. Again, that was what, 10 years ago almost at this point, freshman year of college.
Yeah, 4 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, so it's like 10 years ago. So yeah, sure, I looked like Tina Fey, I guess, because she was what, like 5'2", 5'3", and maybe 115 pounds. That is no longer me. But yeah, so that is how I got that nickname. And he and our friend Tyler still refer to me as Tina to this day.
Tyler from college.
Yeah. No, not my roommate, Tyler.
Got you.
So got you. I know,
I would
Justin,
say it's in the eyes.
Yeah, it's the eyes. It's the eyes. It's, I think it's a little bit of the nose too.
Okay, the cheekbones, the jawline.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's everything. I don't know. So I met Justin, I guess like 3 years ago, maybe at this point.
Yeah,
I've
probably
been living in my house for almost 3 years. And he went to college with one of my roommates, and they played Ultimate Frisbee together. And now Justin is back in the area, and.
Thank you, COVID.
Wow, wait, really? Is that the only reason you're back? Wow, I did not know that.
I came back initially. I was going to go to California or Colorado or anywhere but Richmond and anywhere but Philadelphia. But
well,
look at us now, and I love it here.
Go Sixers.
Yeah, go Sixers, exactly.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, as this is a movie TV sort of podcast. Favorite movie, and it can be current. It doesn't have. Yeah.
I love it. Sorry, keep going. Keep going.
I was gonna say it can be your current favorite movie, all time favorite movie, whatever. You can caveat it if you'd like.
All right. I'll do favorite movie of all time.
Okay.
And then I'll do like a few honorable mentions, just like two or
okay.
three.
Okay. All right.
That might not be like number two and three on my list, but I just feel like people should be aware of.
Okay.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay.
Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet. It's On My Body. That's how much I love it. That's my
Amazing.
Favorite movie of all time.
I love that.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not. I'll add it to my list.
We'll add it to our to-do list.
Yeah, absolutely. We can maybe watch it after Love is Blind.
Okay, that sounds like a... We talk about different vibes, but I like it. I like it. Like a good juxtaposition there. I think possibly like our movie choices here, as people will soon find out.
Yes, absolutely.
Honorable mentioned is The Lobster, yes. By the way.
Oh, I've heard of that. Again, have not seen it.
Very polarizing. I feel like... And when I say that, I mean about 70 to 75% of the people that I talk to hate it. So
yeah, I've heard shit reviews. Actually, no, I have seen that. That's with Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
It's with, is it Colin Farrell?
Oh, maybe it's Colin Farrell. It's probably Colin Farrell. I think I'm thinking of one about like ants or something. Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal was in a weird movie where he turned into some kind of animal or whatever. I didn't love it.
I honestly watch that now.
I honestly try and keep that out of my mind. I don't like remembering it.
That is my favorite movie. That is my recommendation. If you haven't watched Looper, watch Looper as well.
All right, perfect. All-time favorite TV show, and then some honorable mentions.
I think in terms of like serious show, I really enjoyed The Night Of. Big miniseries fan over here.
Hell yeah. Limited series are the best.
Yes. I like how it's a long movie.
Yeah.
Basically. And usually when I watch them, I treat them like long movies where I'm like, I strap in and watch four and then watch four, usually, mm-hmm. like in one night or whatever. If I have that time, who's got that time now? But yeah, like I would say serious one would be The Night Of. Nostalgia would be Naruto. And
Of course.
And comedy wise, I'd say like Community or Veep, probably.
Two excellent shows.
Give me some Selena vibes.
I do.
Yeah.
Selena. Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Like.
Elaine.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like actually Selena, and I was going to be a little offended by that.
Why so?
What? I mean, because she's horrible, but great. You know?
Why is she horrible? I'm curious.
Well, no. Like, her character, Selena, is kind of a shitty person.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I was like, damn, that's rough, man.
That's kind of fair. Damn, if you had called me Selena, I would have been like, thanks. Like, that's my dream.
I mean, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm not totally offended by it. I think she's hilarious.
I'll stick to Tina. It's fine.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I can handle it. I can handle it. Favorite snack? What do you like munching on while you're watching TV, movies?
These are great questions. I like feel Thank like you. I should ask you questions. I would say it's cereal 100%.
Cereal? What kind of cereal?
Anything but the one specific Frosted Mini Wheats offshoot option where they have mixed berry on the inside of the Frosted. It's one of the most... There's only one beer I've never finished, and there's only one cereal I've never finished, and they both try to incorporate fruit where it really shouldn't be. I'd rather just put real fruit in there. I'd rather dunk a real blueberry in my beer than actually drink a blueberry beer, you know what I'm saying? So
I hear you. What beer was it?
It was banana bread beer. It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever had. I couldn't finish it. It was too deep. I was already full at that time. Someone ordered it for me, and I didn't want it, and then I tried to be nice, and then I would have thrown up, so I just called it.
That was a good thing.
You've been there, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Who hasn't? Right. That happened to me. I don't know if it's better or worse. Someone ordered Irish car bombs.
Yes.
And handed me an Irish car bomb at the end of the night. The bar was, it was last call. The bar's closing.
That was the drink of choice.
That was the drink. And I looked at it. I said, are you serious? Are you serious? You've got to be joking. There's no shot in drinking that.
Oh, you didn't do it.
Oh, hell no. I gave it to my roommate Ben to drink.
Oh.
He did it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. He really pulled through for me.
What is the hour time frame that you're willing to do an Irish car bomb? Because now I'm trying to pinpoint the time.
Never. I'm never willing to do an Irish car bomb. I did one on, it was like the last hour of my 21st birthday. That was the first and last Irish car bomb I've ever done. And I won't do it again.
So one would argue that your time frame is 11 to 12?
Yeah, I like ideally before 11.
Before 11.
Before 11,
Is this
yeah,
the one with the cream in it, or is this the one with just the shot in it? What's the?
Well, it's Bailey's that's in it.
Okay, so this is the cream one.
Yeah, yeah. They just drop a Bailey's in the Guinness.
Those I like two of those things.
Well, yeah, but if you don't drink it fast enough, it curdles, and I'm not fucking around with curdled beer. One or Bailey's, excuse me. Two, I can't chug beer like that, especially a Guinness. Are you joking?
If you were in a chug challenge, what would be your chug like option? Like, if you're like, I'm not chugging Guinness and cream and curdled items like that. What are you chugging? You know.
I'm likely gonna have to chug. Like natty.
Oh, it's still beer.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be beer.
Oh, it doesn't have to be beer, so I can chug anything. Oh, probably water then. I can chug water, like it's my job. But when it's alcohol, I'm bad at chugging and I'm bad at shots. So that was like an 0-for-2 for me essentially with the Irish car bomb.
Right. That's the wombo combo right there.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about the shots? What's the struggle? Is it the
The liquid just goes back too quickly. I'm not sure. I've had this problem for a very long time. I will say more recently I have been taking shots. But to caveat that, it's like shots that are like a dirty Girl Scout or like a white gummy bear or like a purple Gatorade. Okay, so they taste good. They don't. It's not straight alcohol, is what I'm trying to get at.
It's like a mixer shot.
Yes. Yes.
Had one of those for the first time this weekend.
And how'd that go? What was it?
It was amazing. It was like a margarita shot.
Okay. Kinda. Yeah. I hear you.
Like, it was mostly tequila, but a little margarita mix in a big shot glass, kind of.
Not a Jello shot with margarita or with tequila.
Those took me out 2 weekends ago. If anyone's wondering.
R.I.P. They really did take you out.
I'm glad you were there to say, send someone to go get them. That was thank you for your support. And now I'm on this podcast. It's great.
Of course. Well, I was like, huh, Justin's been gone for a while. Someone should go check on him. And it's not going to be me.
I can't wait to play this for my dog or my kid.
Amazing. We've been watching a dog lately. Our friend Murphy has been over for a while. He'll likely, actually, you know, I don't know if he'll be here Saturday evening. That might be a little too much for him. It might not be. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. All
Top
right.
Top three and qualities then, about Murphy.
Ooh, he looks like Scooby.
Yep.
He's a good cuddler.
Count it.
And he's insanely obedient.
Is he really? I haven't caught that as much.
Okay. Well, yeah. He listens to his dad the most, obviously. Mm. But you know, so I say that and I'm not the one that ever disciplines him. I let Murphy do whatever he wants. The world is his oyster. It's Murphy's world and I'm just living in it. So yeah, you know, that's more my relationship with him. I give him lots of treats. He's also a big fan of cheese. So I do give him cheese upon request. Because I know he loves it.
Keys to his heart.
I know. Cheese and treats. I mean, keys to my heart, too. Let's be real.
Okay, we're getting somewhere now.
Yeah. I think that's why I like him so much. We're the same. And final question. Are you a water or are you a folder?
Oh, okay.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see what you're
getting
there.
You're wiping your butt.
Right.
Are you a water? Are you a folder?
I like the... It's funny just with, like, this area. Like, I was like, am I a water or a soda person? Like, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Oh. I'd say water that way, too. Yeah. Water. Yikes.
It hasn't hit me that hard. I've never had a problem with this until right now. But I think I just feel the pressure right now. I am 100% a converted water to folder. I wadded for probably until I had pubic hair. And then I decided it's time
it's
to
time
take
in.
A little bit more effort.
Okay.
And now it's almost automatic. Like, I don't even have to think about it. And do you want a little more information or is that fine?
I mean, that suffices. If you would care to share more, you can, but you don't have to.
Check out my OnlyFans. That'll come up in 2 weeks. You'll figure it out there.
All right. Well, We are Roll the Credits, and we are a podcast on movies and TV. And this week, we are talking about the gorgeous, amazingly talented Michael B. Jordan. What a handsome man. His smile, ooh, that is everything to me. He just like flashes sunset. That like little...
Yeah, that's true, actually. It does kind of peek out.
It does. It does. On the horizon. It does. It's great. It's fabulous. And of course, obviously, incredibly talented as well. Not here to just treat him like a piece of meat, of course, because he is certainly not that. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? Do you have a preference?
I'd like to see what you got going on.
All right. I got you. All right. So I will kick it off with the movie Fruitvale Station. It's a movie from 2013 starring Michael B. Jordan, Melanie Diaz, Octavia Spencer, Kevin Durand, and Chad Michael Murray. So an interesting cast for sure. Not a cast that you'd necessarily expect all to be together in one, but they all do an incredible job. And for those of you that don't know, Fruitvale Station is part of the BART line in California. It's in the Alameda area, like San Francisco, Alameda kind of place. And it is based on the true story of the murder of Oscar Julius Grant III. And actually, it's pretty recent, too. It occurred in 2009. A BART police officer, Johannes, and I'm not good at German, so I'm going to butcher this last name. Messerl? Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
Was attempting to arrest Oscar Julius, or Oscar, oh my God, Oscar Grant. And ended up shooting him. This happened on New Year's Day at, I believe it was like 11, or not 11, I'm sorry. It was a little after midnight on New Year's Day, 2009. And for context, the movie follows Oscar, leading up to that point. So it follows him that day before and the hours leading up to his death. And Oscar had recently gotten out of prison, and he was looking to get his life kind of back on track. And he was 22 years old. He had a young daughter, Tatiana, and that was his reason for everything. That's why he was doing his best to get a job and maintain it and, you know, just trying to do right by her. And in the movie, too, you catch all these glimpses of him and how good of a person he was. My personal favorite scene was he is in the grocery store picking up crab legs because it's his mom's birthday on New Year's Eve. And he's getting those to have for dinner and, you know, whatever. There's a woman there who was asking the man at the counter, like, hey, like, I'm trying to have a fish fry. What fish should I fry? And he, like, turns over and he starts talking to her and he's like, hey, like, you know, my name's Oscar, whatever, like, I can help you out. And she looks kind of skeptical, but then he pulls out his phone and he calls his grandmother. And he's on the phone with Grandma Bonnie. And he's like, Grandma Bonnie, there's this woman here at the counter. I'm at work. She needs help. Can you please teach her how to, like, tell her what to do for a fish fry? And he hands her the phone and the woman and Grandma Bonnie are just like chatting it up. And, you know, like, that's the kind of guy he was. He was just a guy living his life and just trying to be good to the people around him, whether they were strangers or his family members. You know, there was a scene too where his sister called him and was like, hey, I need help with rent. And he was like, all right, how much do you need? Like, what can I do for you? But yeah, so the claim once the trial came about and everything was the cop confused his taser with his gun. And that's sort of like the post part of it. I realize like I'm kind of giving this away. However, if you know the story of Oscar Grant, it's hard to not give it away with this movie. And it was incredibly well done. And you know, normally this is where I would ask a question. However, given the gravity of this story, as well as the fact that you and I are two white people sitting here right now, it's not really our place to, in any way, shape, or form, try and relate that movie to back to our own lives, because we can't at all. And I think it would do us a huge disservice if we did try to do that. It's not our thing. You know, we're here to be allies, and you know that looks different through everybody's lens. But I urge you all, if you haven't already, to learn more about this story and, in general, just learn a little bit more about the issues that Black people in the United States are facing and the racism that comes along with being Black in America, because it's a huge problem in our society. It's arguably the largest problem in our society. And, you know, I encourage people to read books by Black activists, read books, listen to books, look up, just open your ears to the Black people in the country that are putting out the content for you to listen to. Because we can all learn so much from it, and it's so eye-opening. There's a lot that I've personally learned, and I know I have a shit ton more to learn too. And you know, I just think that as people in the positions that you and I are in, that's kind of our job, and that's what our purpose is in their fight for equality. And then real quick, let me give this movie a rating.
For sure.
IMDb rated it a 7.5.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes rated it with a 94%, and I rated it a 7.5.
Oh.
So I'm gonna lock that in. And it was a great movie. It was very well done.
Right.
It was, you know, obviously it's really sad, but it sheds light on a piece of the world that we don't want to see, but I think it's important for us to see and understand so that we can move forward together. And just generally, you know, get people the equity that they all deserve.
Thanks for sharing that.
You got it.
Would you say that, you know, I'm going to respect the not commenting on it too much. I haven't watched the movie
No,
myself,
go for it. Whatever
and
you have to say, just.
I'm just going to say that I haven't watched the movie myself, but I've, you know, it's been on my list for a long time. It's probably a privilege that I have and walk around with it. I can decide, you know, when and when not to watch that movie. Like, I think it's probably something that I should have watched by now. So I'm gonna take this kind of natural nudge to give it a watch, especially since you took the time to watch it as well and talked about it. And a very, very small thing to do on the scale of, you know, all the other potential options to try to understand, you know, other people's experiences. And that's just my initial thoughts about it. And I am very understanding that the movie that I'm about to share with is just a completely different vibe, which
Oh
might
yeah,
speak to
totally.
Michael B. Jordan's
His range as an
range.
actor.
And
I mean, he's best known for I believe like Black Panther, Just
yes,
Mercy.
I read some of that.
He had a cameo in Space Jam 2. He's actually in Space Jam the original as well. I did not know that.
Oh.
Yeah, which was funny to me because I was like, "Oh, Michael B. Jordan." Haha. Like, you know, the cameo in Space Jam 2 was hilarious. I don't recommend the movie by any means. But yeah, and then you know, he's huge in Creed, that franchise, which is, you know, Philadelphia's finest,
Yeah.
essentially,
I
in a
remember
sense.
being really pleasantly surprised by the first one, I think. Like really, really. My parents and I sat down thinking we're watching this because Philadelphia. And then left saying like that was really good.
Yeah, that was
So,
actually a good movie.
yeah.
It's
And that
kind of
happened
nice
with
when
the
you
Lego movie too, by the way.
It's kind of nice when you go into something with low expectations and are pleasantly surprised.
Agreed.
One of the simple joys in the world.
I almost watched Space Jam 2 for this. I almost took this as an opportunity to fit that in, but
They don't recommend. It was tough. It was tough.
good to know.
Yeah.
So got other priorities. Fruitvale Station. Watch that over
Absolutely.
Space Jam 2.
I'll totally recommend that over that for sure.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to say about
No,
your
that's
movie of choice?
everything.
Okay. All right.
I've seen a lot of his other stuff, so I was not I had not seen Fruitvale, and I was like, you know what? I gotta do it.
What since you've seen a lot of his other stuff, have you seen that awkward moment?
I have not. Is that what
Okay,
you
that is
watched?
what I
That was one of them
watched.
that I haven't. All right, I'm
Okay,
ready.
that awkward moment, 2014. You talked about the cast. I have the list up right here. I'm just gonna pull that up.
All right.
We got Zac Efron, Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan. I don't really know who this is. Sorry, Tom. Tom Gormican. I'm gonna go with Imogen Poots. Could be Poots,
Okay,
but it's Poots. Definitely looks familiar. Mackenzie Davis, and there's some other people. I'm not really, honestly, I don't even remember what Tom's role was, but if we just ignore Tom, those five people, other five people I mentioned, is probably who I'm gonna talk about the most.
Awesome. Star-studded cast. I mean, those are three big names to kick it off, really.
Yeah, and kind of what you were mentioning, like star-studded cast, a little bit of an unlikely crew, and I mean it showed. It really showed. It was rough. I'll give you my little summary portion there. I just wrote this super quick after I watched it. There are three male friends played by Efron, Teller, and B. Jordan. One of them, Zac Effie, is a bit more of a player than the other one, Miles, who seems to also be a player, but for some reason is not seen as that much of a player compared to Zach. So just keep that in mind. They both
All
designed.
right, I know who ex exactly who he is.
You can get a sense of
Yeah.
Zach and Miles. They both designed book covers for their jobs together. So they are a friendship co-working pair. I wonder if they were friends
Okay.
before or after they were co-workers, and that was not made clear, and that is the theme of the movie.
Nothing was clear.
Nothing was clear, but I do appreciate their lack of exposition. I guess you could say that's refreshing. And then you got Michael B, who is a doctor who had a wife who was having sex with a man named Harold, not Tom Gormican, the man I can't remember. We never actually saw Harold. And so B's two player-like friends are all like, yo, join us so you can be a player now with us too. That's basically
Okay,
the plot. And so I missed the scene. I watched this movie at 3:48 in the morning, by the way. That's when I started watching this movie. But apparently they made this extremely strong bet and pact, despite me not knowing the consequences of what happens if the pact was to be broken, to not get in a relationship
Okay.
until the end of time. I'm not really sure. It was an indefinite amount of
Okay,
time.
indefinite. Got it, got it.
And they all lie to each other and take the pact seriously to a degree, and conflict happens, and then there are some resolutions, and there you go. That's all. I don't
All
want
right.
to. Hopefully that wasn't too detailed.
No, that was perfect.
RT, Rotten Tomatoes. Tomatoes, Rotten Tomatoes. Gave it a 22%.
Oof.
IMDb, though, really coming through with a 6.1.
Hoo-hoo.
So I'm gonna stick closer to Rotten Tomatoes and go with a 2.5-ish out of 10. And I have my I have my reasons for why it didn't get a zero. Which is Miles Teller did get better as it went on. He
Okay.
was horrendous at the beginning. Just really tough watch. Like the three of them like don't look like they're friends. Like I don't believe that they talk to each other at all on set outside of this movie. And if they are really good friends, even more awkward, really, truly. Like so, because there was trying to do this whole Miles Teller and Zac Efron are
Yeah.
both players together kind of thing, and it just was not clicking
Okay,
for
there
me.
wasn't any chemistry.
No, it just looked like they were all plants in each other's movie.
Interesting.
But he did get better as it went on. Considering that I laughed at probably a rate of once every 30 minutes, It's definitely better than a 2 out of 10 is what I was
Okay,
thinking.
okay. All right.
And two other good comments about it is why it didn't get a 0 is that there was one funny, relatable editing thing about peeing with a boner. And
Okay.
the acting, oh yeah, and then she like almost single-handedly saved it. So Mackenzie Davis, who played Chelsea, who was like Miles Teller's sort of friend, love interest thing or whatever, she was actually great and actually extremely believable. And like she beat out these three people with her chemistry with this script compared to like all of them. And I just thought that was like
Incredible.
good for her.
She nailed it.
To kind of wrap up here before I get to my questions for you,
All right.
why it only got a 2.5. The story didn't fill in the rest of the time that I was waiting to laugh again. There was no chemistry between Teller, Zach, and Michael B. I don't know if they're friends in real life, but you wouldn't think so after watching that. And the director slash editor, maybe both, looked like they just resorted to so many quick cuts between lines to try to cut out all the intangible moments where there are no words being said, but the characters kind of understand each other. Like, they just really only allowed for like 3 moments of the entire script to breathe. Everything else was like chopped to this person talking, chopped to this, like honestly how a middle schooler would edit
Okay.
something.
Okay.
Zac Efron just could not lock in with anything. I mean, he was surveying the area as if like a predator was coming for him. Like he was honestly just in the wrong movie. Like the man was just making eye contact with probably the sound boom guy, the fucking coffee person. Like he just could not lock on to the scene in any capacity, and he did not get better. Loved him in
Right.
17 again, and I have my questions whenever you're ready. Any thoughts from that
I mean,
summary?
I'm glad I didn't watch it. I
Yeah.
think that's my main takeaway. I also believe you might have the lowest rated movie ever on the
Oh
podcast.
no.
No, I mean, I mean, it sounds bad from everything you said. I'm with you. That's bad. That's a bad movie.
I'm so glad that your summary portion of this podcast isn't detailed because I couldn't do it. Like, and
You
I
didn't know enough of the story to actually regurgitate
yeah, it was that was as detailed as I was gonna get. And I also have the skill slash curse, depending on how you see it. Shout out to the theme of memories in my favorite movie of all time that I mentioned earlier in this podcast. Go back and get an extra play on it for my girl Tina. But anyway,
it.
I would say that I can watch movies over and over again because I forget them. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I instantly forgot this movie as soon as I watched it.
I
No
think it's
refractory
probably a
period. I
good
was
thing.
ready to go on the next one.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyway, my questions for, well, I'll just say you, not you both. In the movie, there are talks about how recently divorced Michael B needs to build a roster in order to protect himself from the infamous "so" conversation between him and the pool of people he'll eventually be seeing. So, like when you reach this point with someone where they end up saying the word "so," and then they say something to you. So, in order to combat that, you have a pool of people. And when that "so" comes, you can be like, "peace, because I got this rotation," essentially. Have you ever been at a moment in your dating life where you have intentionally built a roster? Is this an important goal to keep in mind? I'm curious, as someone in their mid-20s working on this dating thing, shaka emoji.
Fuck yeah, shaka emoji. All right. Do I have a roster? Not intentionally, but yeah. But yeah, I do. I
Wow.
do. There are people that you go back to and you talk with them. You know, whatever. I don't know, you do what you do. And it's all dependent on the point in time. I'm like, oh, and you know, like it's like a stove. You have a back burner. You have the back burners. You got the front burners. You're really paying attention to the front burners. The back burners have whatever you've been like kind of paying attention to, but you're like, meh,
What item is
this is
that?
okay.
What item are
This
you
is
cooking that you
okay
don't
right
care
now.
about? What are
Exactly.
you going to compare this person
No,
to? I want to know what
like you've
food you're
already
going to compare
cooked it
this
and you don't need it yet. You don't need it yet.
to. Okay.
Okay, all right. So like let's say I'm making a pizza. I'm
Oh,
making a pizza. All right.
amazing, by the way. If anyone hasn't tried that, amazing, by the way.
Yeah, I make decent pizza.
Amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
welcome.
I'm trying to be humble, but you know, whatever. I make amazing pizza. I'm gonna say it. So like, you're not ready for that topping yet. You know, like I've sauteed the mushrooms and caramelized the onions, and they're just hanging out in the back, waiting for the whole oven to preheat and whatnot. You know, whatever.
Are you the oven in this metaphor?
No. The oven's just holding the people, holding the roster, if you will.
Okay.
So then you have the front burners and you're like, oh, you know, like you're making your sauce, whatever. And then you have to pay attention to that. Like if it bubbles over, that's not good. You don't want to burn your sauce. That's honestly, that's embarrassing.
That's like the so.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you got the things in the oven then eventually and you're like, I don't really know what to do with this yet. I don't think it's ready, but I'm gonna let it stay in there. And then, you know, you finally get to the eating portion. It's like, all right. So I guess that's how I'm going to describe a roster, if you will. And what I can say is my roster standards are complete garbage at this point in time right now. They are, honestly, it's all moldy food that needs to be thrown out. And I just need to, like, refresh and start over.
Subtweet.
I just subtweeted a lot of people. Not a lot of people.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. No, and you know. Yeah, no, I definitely have a roster to maintain. But I need to stop doing that. Like, I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, all right, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. This is absolutely ridiculous. So that's more of where I'm at. So yes, sure, I have a roster. I'm not as heavy on the roster as I used to be. That's more, again, it's sort of like slowly fizzling out. I honestly, oh God,
here we go.
The other week, it was like a month ago, maybe at this point. One of those men on the roster said something to me like, oh, that's funny. Like I just texted him. He's like, oh, I was just thinking about you on my drive home. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. And I was like, you know what? I sent him.
Oh, no.
A fucking GIF.
Oh, no.
And it was like a teleportation brain GIF kind of thing. Like, he didn't respond.
Wait, like I'm out?
Kind of.
You were like, skirt? Kind of?
Yeah. And he reacted to it with an exclamation point. I think he thought it was like...
Oh my gosh.
He just didn't know what to do with it. And I was like, LOL, this is so funny. Yeah, so like I said, slowly disassembling my roster. I think I'm going to clean house.
Putting it into practice there.
Yeah.
In the month of January. Can I ask you when you said I'm at the point in my life now? What was that shift for you?
Ooh, good question. I think the shift...
Was this 2 months ago? Was this January? Was that the first moment where you were like, you know what? I don't think I want...
So it was slowly building up. It was slowly building up. I don't want people just thinking of me on their drive home at 1 a.m. Sorry.
Ooh, you got the time now.
You got the time. I don't think it was 1. It was like late, but I don't think it was 1. I think it might have been like midnight or something. Okay. Either way.
So frisky, risky, risque kind of.
Yeah, messy. Yeah. No, it was certainly like he was using a line. Yeah. He was using a line, and I was like, oh, yeah, how many other bitches did you text this to?
Your words, not mine.
And anyways, so, yeah, no, I think just, like, I'm tired of it. It's just, it's boring. It gets old. It's not fun. And I'm over it. I am me. I'm going to be me. Let's go. We are
doing power
flexing
poses.
Our muscles right now.
Yeah.
I am man gonna be me. No, I'm not gonna be an asshole to you, but you know, if you don't, I don't know, if you don't feel like locking it down,
move
fine.
On.
Exactly. Like, I'm down to have a good time, sure, but I don't need to waste my emotional energy on things that aren't going anywhere. That's more of what it is. If you want to hang, have a good time, like go out, get some drinks, whatever. Yeah, sure. Why not? But like, I'm not carving time out for you at this point.
Got it.
That's sort of what it is. What about you?
Thank you for sharing.
Do you have
that.
A roster? Of course.
I have never had a roster.
All right.
I've come close.
Have you unintentionally had a roster?
No, I mean, I think maybe once or twice in my life I've ever overlapped with a person.
Uh-huh.
Like, in, like, one time. Like, I feel like, you know that rice purity test?
No. Oh, wait. Maybe.
Where it's like, there's 100 questions, and they get more and more saucy. And then as you pick saucy questions, your score is just the inverse of what you select. So, like, if you have a 6, you're frisky. If you have a 32, gotcha. You're like, I'm not going to make assumptions about our country and where you would be living if you were a 34. But anyway, I will say that although this isn't on there, one of them should be, like, done, you know, multiple things with multiple people in one day. Like, even that criteria, like, I've done that one time and I felt awful. It was not fun. So I think my brain's just wired to, like, this is the person I'm focusing on. And but I mean, it would be interesting to try again, but I wouldn't say it's active. It's not on my mind necessarily. I'm definitely looking for a person.
All right. Yeah. No, I feel like I'm in the same boat. I mean, that's not true. Let me take that back for a minute. I'm not necessarily looking for a person. That's hard to say. That's hard to say. Cause if the right person, comes along, sure. Otherwise, like, this is me just, like, having a good time, if that makes sense. I'm not intentionally dating people for a relationship, but I'm also not, like, it kind of depends on, too, what they're down for. If they're like, yeah, I just want to, like, go out on some dates and hang out, sure, okay, fine. If, you know, if that's their thing and I feel okay with that, I'll do that. If they're like, no, I want to, like, lock this down, I'm like, okay, well, then you're held to different standards. So it really just depends on the overall vibe of it.
Okay. I think that,
does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I think I can relate to that more.
Yeah.
But I would still find myself on the, like,
in general,
looking for someone, but I would still relate to what you're saying, like, down to clown. I don't know.
Yeah, down to clown, but.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to ask, did you mention something about, like, I thought you had mentioned something about, like, being clear in what you wanted or something. Did you mention that in this conversation? You were like,
I might have.
Or, like, someone being clear about what they want. I don't know.
If the expectations are clear on both ends, I don't care what it is.
Got it.
As long as the communication is open and there's an understanding of what is going on, I'm down. Like, that's my thing. That's what I need in order to feel, I guess, secure in whatever I'm doing or whatever. Just so that, you know, I can manage my own expectations. I like being able to do that. I like having control. You know, these are all my insecurities and everything, but here they are.
Well,
blast it out to the world.
I have one more question for you, because I'm curious on your personal, I think this is a classic, there's no right answer, but curious about your answer.
All right.
You are approaching a serious relationship with someone, right? Like, you're maybe you, you are in a relationship with them. It's fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you expect to touch base with them in a week? And I will set the bar at whatever you feel comfortable with. If your scale is hanging out in person, if your scale is communication, whatever, I'm not going to set, like, how often do you want to be in touch with them realistically for them to reach that new standard? You said you had different standards for that person. That's what I'm curious.
Yeah. All right. In a relationship, it's new. I would say.
But you're committed.
Committed. Yeah.
Committed.
Okay. I'm committed. All right. Well, then at that point, at least talking once a day. I don't care if it's, like, via text or whatever. Personally, I would prefer like a phone call or FaceTime. That's more my jam. I'll text people. That doesn't bother me. But it's nicer when it's like over the phone or via FaceTime. Because it feels like more real and you can't like put on a front. As well, I should say. I don't like when people are fronting. It's not cool.
It makes me
But
think of Frontin' with Pharrell and possibly Jay-Z, if you know that song, which I'm going to listen to after this. But yeah.
I do.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and then I mean, I would say I mean, at least starting out like once a week, maybe twice. I'm not
Oh, wow, that really
it
shifted.
depends.
Wait, from every
What?
day? Oh, everyday communication to hang out once or twice a
Oh,
week? Yeah.
yeah. That's more my thing. No, I'm not like you need to I need to be seeing you 3 to 4 days a week. That's a lot to kick it all off. But you know, like I there's no if I'm feeling that though and they're feeling that, I'd be down for it. It really is dependent on the situation for me. And like with my friends, I'll talk to my friends all day every day. Like I don't care. It's different. And like that's a vibe, you know? Like if I have a vibe with someone, if I, you know, and that's cool with me. If the vibe isn't there, I'm definitely more protective of my own time and set more boundaries. But, you know, if you're saying I'm in a relationship, well, yeah, boundaries are going to be set, but the communication aspect just needs to like mostly be maintained, at least for me. Communication is huge. What about you? What's your answer to that?
Yeah, I think it depends where a classic it depends answer, I feel like. Just a good old fashioned one of those. Like, I don't know. Are you living with them? If you're living
Oh,
with
right,
them,
yeah.
like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not like my inclination would not be to try to send many texts to begin with.
No,
But then if I'm living with
definitely
them, it
not.
would almost seem like I definitely like, I'm like, so then what do I say when I get home?
Hi,
But like that would
you're
be an
here.
extreme, yeah, right? It'd be an extreme scenario, an example. I think if you like lived across the country, there would probably be different.
Yeah.
So that was my like, I'm not gonna give you an answer, give you an answer. My actual answer for right now in this moment, if I were to be in a more committed,
Spontaneously.
yeah, whatever, I
Yep.
would say
Okay.
probably looking to have a conversation maybe half the week. So maybe try to have a conversation every other day or like
Yeah.
3 to 4 times a week,
Okay.
realistically.
Okay.
But that's just because of where I'm. I think for me, it's like trusting that person too, like working up to the point where like that's worth it, in that way.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm in a relationship with them. I don't think the like getting all of my time every single day, even if it's like
No.
that much, is that early in a relationship for me. I feel like I developed that with someone. So,
Okay.
yeah.
I love it. I love it. Is that all of your questions?
Yeah, that's.
Did we cover it?
I just had the one, and then I had another one that just
Oh, and
popped
then you
up.
have follow-ups. Okay,
Yeah, of
great, great,
course.
great.
Yeah, that's really it.
I love it. All right. Well, do you know what we do in this part of the show?
I don't know. I don't know. No.
It's time for Tina's good news story.
Okay, yes.
Are you familiar with the game Wordle?
Yes.
Do you play Wordle?
Occasionally to keep in touch with my grandmother, yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay. So, my good news story is Wordle saved this woman's life.
What?
She was yeah, there's this woman, an older woman who is maybe around your grandma's age, I don't know. And she and her daughter exchanged Wordles every day.
Oh.
And grandma wasn't sending her Wordle. So her daughter was like, huh, what's mom doing? Like, I don't understand. And grandma slash mom was being held hostage in her home by a man.
For a long period of time, or around
I
the
think like
time that she
24
normally,
hours.
24 hours.
I don't know if it was a full 24 hours. I just made that up. But it
Sure,
was
but it.
long enough that she didn't share her Wordle
Wordle,
within
yeah.
like a while. And that's not normally how it goes with
Wow.
them. So she called the police and like just wanted them to do a wellness check. And they showed up and this dude's holding this woman hostage.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah. So she got found and was not harmed because of Wordle.
May I ask what he wanted?
I'm not positive as
They
to what he
wanted. I don't know
wanted.
if you
I
said male.
don't. It was a male.
Got it.
I mean, holding an old lady hostage.
Be pretty interesting if that's the start of a movie.
That is
That
the
would have been
start of
better
a
than that awkward
movie.
moment. Still, you could
It
put
would have
Michael B
been.
in it. I mean, he was cute, by the way. He just wasn't really in it that much. Like, it was more of
Yeah.
a Zach movie, which I didn't
Gotcha.
realize, by the way. Sorry about that. Just going back to that
No, that's all good.
good news story.
Yeah, but yeah, so Wordle saved her life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I was very stoked to hear that. And despite the negatives that come along with technology, there are good things that come with it too, and that is one of them.
Makes me think of the Alexa's always listening. Houses get broken into. Is that valid evidence or not? Conversation.
Yeah, oof. I can only imagine if she's in my room right now. So I'm not going to say her name because one time I accidentally did and
During
she
the
started speaking and I was like, please stop. And occasionally she just goes rogue and starts speaking. I
That's the
hate when that
craziest part.
happens. Yeah,
Yeah,
that
that's
freaks me out.
freaky.
I especially dislike it when that happens kind of late at night or like in the middle of the night. I'm like, what is going on and why is this happening right now? But all right. Well, Justin, thank you so much. This was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Feel free to come back on anytime. Calvin wanted me to apologize on his behalf. He had some work stuff come up. So next time you're on, it'll be both of us.
You know, I would want to do that. I definitely would like
All
to get
right.
the, you know, this was a great experience. I would like to get the two of you together. I want to see that dynamic
Oh man, I want to see the dynamic
selfishly.
between the two of you. I honestly don't know if I'd get a word in. And I love
I
that.
tried my best this time.
It's okay. Oh, I'm just giving you both shit for that. It's
No,
so
that's
funny,
great. Yeah,
but
give it, dish it out.
all right.
Great.
And that is it for episode 82 of Roll the Credits with Tina and Justin Keller. Justin, thank you again. We will be back next week with regularly scheduled programming. And we will be chatting about the gorgeous and talented and lovely Adrian Brody.